It's Wednesday, May 31st, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned yesterday of sending a bigger, quote, gift package, unquote, to the United States after successfully launching his third missile test in recent weeks, reports Fox News. North Korea launched a short-range Scud ballistic missile from the eastern coastal town of Wonsan late Sunday. The missile flew for 6 minutes until it landed in the Sea of Japan. Kim has vowed to develop a nuclear-armed missile with the capability of reaching U.S. soil. Though it's believed that the communist nation is still several years away from that goal, the continued tests, despite pressure and threats from global powers to halt them, shows his determination to develop that capability. If he's not careful, Kim Jong-un might suffer the same fate as King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4:30-32. As the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he asked, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence, by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Even as the words were on his lips, a voice came from heaven. "This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox. 7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes." Unquote. A Texas state lawmaker received threats for the second time this year after he questioned why the state has more protections for animals than it does for unborn babies, reports Life News. State Representative Tony Tinderholt, a Republican from Arlington, Texas, and his family were put under state protection in January after he received multiple death threats related to a bill he introduced to ban abortions. According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Tinderholt argued that the penalty proposed for animal cruelty cases under Senate Bill 762 should be lowered to a state jail felony, which is the same sentence lawmakers said earlier this session for abortionists who perform partial birth or dismemberment abortions. Tinderholt said a higher punishment indicates the state has more respect and care for animals than unborn children. Quote, "I couldn't imagine anyone ever wanting to harm an animal. It's absolutely disgusting to do so. However, I also could not allow a more severe penalty for killing an animal than for killing a human child." Unquote. In other pro-life news, Missouri has defunded Planned Parenthood for the second time. In 2016, the legislature had taken $380,000 of money from the abortion giant, but that still allowed for Planned Parenthood centers that did not perform abortions to, quote, refer, unquote, women to their facilities that did do abortions. Susan Klein of Missouri Right to Life told The Worldview that one of the most encouraging things about the Missouri legislature is that they are strong on the pro-life issue.
"We have a very strong pro-life legislature. Our House and our Senate, we have supermajorities. Missouri is a pro-life state, and they feel strongly that Planned Parenthood should not be receiving federal or state tax dollars for their abortion business."
Klein said that they had not had the support they needed for fully defunding Planned Parenthood until this year.
"We have not had the support from the governor's executive office or the federal Congress until just in this past election cycle. And we now have a pro-life governor, Governor Eric Greitens, who feels very strongly about protecting the unborn."
An update on the Tiger Woods DUI story. The golfer was asleep at the wheel when he was approached by police early Monday in Florida. The 41-year-old athlete had to be woken up by an officer and stated that he did not know where he was. Woods submitted to a breathalyzer and blew a .00 both times, reports the Daily Mail. However, according to the police, his speech was, quote, "extremely slow and slurred," unquote, according to the report, and he failed 4 field sobriety tests. An affidavit revealed that Woods was on 4 prescription drugs: Solexex, Vicodin, Torix, and Vioxx. Ecclesiastes 1:14 says, I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Scott Pelley, the anchor of CBS Evening News, is no longer the anchor of CBS Evening News, according to Page6.com. Remarkably, security personnel cleared his office out yesterday while the anchor was away on an assignment for the network's news magazine, 60 Minutes. Apparently, CBS News President David Rhodes and Pelley do not get along, so much for handling things with dignity. Shares of e-commerce giant Amazon traded at a record high above $1,000 for the first time ever yesterday, a sign of strength as traditional retail struggles to stay relevant under the weight of a seismic consumer shift to online platforms, reports Fox Business. A volunteer youth mentor with Pastor Rick Warren Saddleback Church in Orange County, California, has been arrested on suspicion of lewd acts with at least two 14-year-old boys. The church stated that it is, quote, shocked and grieved, unquote, at the development, reports Christian Today. 32-year-old Reuven Muhlenberg, who volunteers as a junior high youth mentor at the church, was arrested last Thursday on suspicion of lewd and lascivious acts with a child. As CBS Los Angeles explained, Muhlenberg was arrested by the Orange County Sheriff's Department following a report from a parent and is being held on a $100,000 bail in Orange County Jail. NBC Los Angeles reported that the teens claimed to have, quote, engaged in inappropriate conduct, unquote, with Muhlenberg over the past year while he served as a volunteer at the church, with the lewd and inappropriate conduct allegedly occurring on the church campus. Muhlenberg has apparently been volunteering at the church for 6 years and alongside his twin brother has written Christian children's books. Saddleback said in a statement, quote, please pray for the Saddleback families who are involved in this sad matter, and please pray for the investigators as they determine the facts. As followers of Jesus, we always want the whole truth to come out because Jesus taught us that lies enslave us, but the truth sets us free, unquote. Coming up immediately following the newscast, my special report on how one comedian's utter hatred for President Donald Trump led her to publish a disturbing image that has gotten her into some hot water with the Secret Service, plus audio of her apology. What does the worldview mean to you? What specifically do you like about it? Please email me a 2-10 sentence response and include your full name, city, and state. I'd like to share your detailed thoughts with other listeners, both in our daily newscast as well as in an email to our subscribers who receive our weekday email in their inbox. Send it to adam@theworldview.com. That's adam@theworldview.com. Elaine Hawkins of San Antonio, Texas wrote, quote, Adam, I look forward to hearing and reading all of your stories in your daily newscast every single day. They are extremely informative. Many stories are not mentioned on TV. Others confirm our current events, both tragic and encouraging. I hope you continue this for a very long time. God bless you mightily. Unquote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. As promised now, my special report. Comedian Kathy Griffin is not very funny. She posted a photo of her holding what appeared to be President Trump's severed head by his hair, dripping with fake blood. While the foul-mouthed liberals' hostility to the president is no secret, even her biggest fans were horrified. Not surprisingly, the Secret Service said that she may be investigated over the stunt, tweeting that, quote, threats made against Secret Service protectees receive the highest priority of all of our investigations, unquote, reports the Daily Mail. Even former first daughter Chelsea Clinton was quick to express her outrage at Griffin, tweeting, quote, this is vile and wrong. "It is never funny to joke about killing a president," unquote. During video footage of the photo shoot, which Griffin posted on her own official website, she said, referring to the photographer, quote, "Tyler and I are not afraid to make images that make noise," unquote. But she has subsequently had a change of tone, perhaps to avoid a fine or a short time behind bars.
"Hey everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line, then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong."
Proverbs 11:22 says, "Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion." This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus.